Right, I've just put the phone down on BT, not in a slammy kind of way, in a almost a disbelieving yet very passive kind of way. I don't want to do a second rant of the day. I do not want my feeds just to be filled with me shouting about stuff that really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but I just had the most disturbing yet hilarious call with British Telecom, and a very nice woman called Paige in a call centre somewhere in Cornwall. I phoned up a little bit peeved, well, a lot peeved, and got a call centre about 5,000 miles away. And they decided to pass me through to retention because I said, look, I might as well just leave BT. I've been with BT for a very long time. But to get charged £16 for 16 gigabytes over whatever it is I'm allowed on a broadband account called, I think, BT Broadband Classic. That shows how long I've been with BT. I'm paying £25 a month for a broadband connection that download speed fluctuates between 2 and 1 megabyte. 2 is rare. 1 seems to be the norm. But worse than that, upload speed of anything between 50-100k. Upload for me is more important than download. I can handle, I mean, mostly I'm Twittering, but if I want to upload a photograph or a video blog or anything substantial, I'm literally waiting forever. Well, I tend to turn my MiFi on that has a 3G SIM in there, and I use my 3G mobile connection with Three or Vodafone. It's crazy. Digital Britain has pledged, I guess it's 2 years, so anything can happen in 2 years. Lord knows what's going to be happening in the rest of the world, but they're pledging a glorious 2 megabytes per household. I've just got back from Pakistan. They have fibre optic cable in over 1,500 cities, apparently. And Korea has its glorious 1,000 meg. So, why am I having to phone up? I'm just fed up of ridiculous charges and ridiculous service. And no word of a lie, when she said, why is your connection so bad? She's probably looking at it on her side. I says, it's probably where I live. How am I going to get a good internet service? I said. And she said, well, you'll have to move house. Now, I don't know if she was joking or not, but I was not joking after that. I said, do you really mean that? I should be recording this, I said. And she said, well, you live in the middle of nowhere, don't you? And I'm like, why should that be a problem? I'm paying for a service here. I want to get proper service. I was a little bit in shock. And then she said a couple of other things which were just hilarious and sickening in a way as well. Because when I said, yeah, but if I go to somebody else, I'm going to have to pay this, you know, less, granted, but for the same connection because they're just using BT lines. She says, yes, that's true. We have about 40. She says she's on about 40 meg, I think, where she lives. But she uses Sky. She doesn't have BT at home. So that's a good, you know, a good recommendation, if ever I've heard one. The actual BT worker doesn't have BT at home. They must get subsidies. They must get subsidised broadband connection. If not, she's decided not to have the broadband connection and actually go with Sky. So I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. It's kind of interesting because I'm like saying, I jokingly said, are you bottom of the food chain here? Because I would love to be able to have this $19.99 unlimited broadband you're offering me, but I do not want to commit for 12 months. I've been with you long enough. If I get a good service, I'll stay. But if I commit to 12 months, how do I know my service is not going to get worse and I'm stuck with you for another 12 months? $19.99. Go on, just drop my contract that little bit to make that happen. Or just give me unlimited. We can't do that. You've got to commit. And I'm like, Why do you not have the power to make things right? And then she laughed and says, I've got the power. I've got lots of power. She says, I can cut you off. And I just thought, do you know what? I'd probably be so much happier if you did. Silly little stresses, like I say, but when you live and work and spend so much time using your internet connection, I can totally see why it should really be a human right to have a decent link to the outside world. And for me to be able to work at home surely has countless environmental benefits. For me to be able to do stuff here and not drive somewhere to deliver a CD because I can't upload the content is much better for the environment. Why don't the government think about this? How are we going to encourage people to work from home when they're faced with connectivity problems like this? And my particular problem? Well, she said I'm stuffed because there's only a few houses in my street and BT won't see it as worthwhile for them to send out an engineer or engineers to fix the dodgy aluminium encased cable that's in the street outside, which was put there erroneously anyway. They should have used proper cable. I guess when all this new housing gets built in the village where I am, then there will be more customers and it will be much more worthwhile for British Telecom to hopefully fix what is a really shoddy connection in my road. And just down the road, a much better connection of at least double the speeds I'm getting. And that's only, less than 100 metres away. So I'm stuffed, I suppose. I'll just have to grin and bear it and pay ridiculous charges to British Telecom because I have to leave the computer on or keep attempting to upload a video because it fails one time after another. Once again, thanks very much, British Telecom, for all your help. One last thing, anybody have any other recommendations for other companies that at least has good customer service? That'd be lovely, because if I did decide to switch, I'd love it for it to be someone who kind of knows how to deal with the customers, and if the services pants, they can at least say, I'm terribly sorry, it's not for our fault, it's BT's fault, but here's have some good service to make it all okay.